Raised in Chicago, reporting on Chicago, Mark Sapalsa. Excuse me, Micah Mateer. Watch Chicago's very own Mark and Micah weeknights on WGN TV News. Excuse me.
All right. You're excused.
Thank you.
All right. Kristen McQuarrie is here from your Chicago Tribune. She is at Statehouse Chick on the social medias.
Not very politically correct, I'm told often, but it was assigned to me, my Twitter handle.
I happen to like it very much, by the way.
Trump administration's on board
with
that.
Big league.
I like it. Big league. Big league. Yes.
All right. So now, speaking of the Statehouse, explain what's going on here. Who, as we used to ask in the 1980s, who's zooming whom?
Can you sing it, please? Who's zooming whom? It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. They're in their second week of the fall veto session. So they get together, the General Assembly gets together January through May, then they adjourn, they get together for 2 weeks now, and then they don't come back until January. And they're supposed to just deal with legislation that the governor has vetoed, but they end up working, you know, we don't have a budget, we have all kinds of problems, and even today, they will get into a room, Governor Bruce Rauner, Mike Madigan, Senate President John Cullerton, and the two Republican leaders. And as soon as they leave the room, the backstabbing begins. It's like Macbeth versus Macbeth. I really have no hope that they will. There's just no trust between the two of them.
So they say things to each other in the room, and they get out of the room, and they start to kind of be unkind to the memory of that meeting. Is that the nice way of putting it?
That is a very polite way of putting
it.
And this is if Mike Madigan shows up. You know, he has sometimes attended these meetings, sometimes not. I tend to believe that nothing is going to move forward until they're all on the same page. So these meetings are important. And, you know, the speaker's office is like one floor above the governor's office, but he can't seem to manage to always work it into his schedule.
Right.
So he took a dig at the governor today, saying, you know, well, I had free time when the governor was in Rome.
Went to Rome. It's the installation of the cardinal to be the archbishop of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
That's a legitimate thing
for him to do.
And Rahm Emanuel went, and about 100 or 200 other Chicagoans. I'm sure Madigan himself was invited. So it's a mess. They have been trying to deal with state workers are threatening to go on strike, and there was some movement today with Ask Me, the state's largest employee union, wanting Governor Rauner to come back to the table. They're trying to work on a budget. They're about to pass this big Exelon bill, which means our power rates will be going up, most likely, because, you know, you can't get a lot of attention in Springfield unless you're a big gun like Exelon, and then they will find time for you. And they're still trying to figure out a way to make the pension pressure on the city of Chicago a little lighter. And there are a couple of proposals floating around.
We heard, Kristen, Governor Rauner had said, we're not going to do a stopgap budget again. That's it. We need a real budget, and we need to sit down and talk about it. Now it feels as if maybe he's willing to compromise even on that, saying, you know, hey, let's pass term limits, let's pass some property tax freezes and things like that. Do you think they're working toward a real budget? And I mean, I know there's a showdown, as you just described. Are we going to work toward a real budget and get one, do you think? Or is this going to be another one of those crises? Are we leading up to the next crisis here, do you think?
It feels like we're leading up to the next crisis, because the last budget they passed only got us through the end of December. Rauner hated it. He felt like he had to sign it because it was a last-ditch effort. It was right before the election. Everyone wanted to go home and campaign, including Rauner's own Republicans. So the money for that budget, there's no authorization to spend beyond the end of December. Mm-hmm. And I can't, you know, it was so distasteful for him to sign the last six-month budget. I can't see him doing again, but who knows?
Distasteful for him. He was upset.
Yes,
by it. Yeah.
He wants a full year budget. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something very interesting here. Mm-hmm. Is that I hope.
we'll be the judge of that.
Is that the point of the show?
That's a high bar.
I know. What the hell I just come up with? But this is next. We're a month away from 2017, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So now 2017, what comes after 2017? 2018. What happens in 2018? A gubernatorial election. And we happen to have been at a similar event last week, a political event, where it was very interesting how many people in that room were being vaunted as there was a whispering campaign. You know, she's running for governor. You know, he's running for governor. You know who? You know what? And then to the point where it got to me. You know, Ro Khan's going to run for governor.
I heard that. Yeah. I heard Ro Khan
you did?
Is running. I yeah. did. And a lieutenant governor. I heard yes. that's. I'm sure it was true.
So I mean, so it is very interesting that, you know, people are already lining up right for yes. this mm-hmm. because and they're fundraising and they're getting ready. And Bruce Rauner has got a very interesting problem here. He's got to do something. The one thing that he sits. And I think this is part of the Madigan play, is to keep him from being able to do anything so they can run against him and say he did nothing and he's Donald Trump's boy and they're going to hope that Donald Trump will be seen as unsuccessful in by 2018, which, you know, who knows? I mean, he could be incredibly successful by 2018. It may go totally the other way. But it seems to me that the regular party Democrats here are playing a waiting game, hoping for political annihilation here. And I think it's a very dangerous thing. And no one's concerned about governance. Everybody's concerned about power.
I know. Yeah, that's what
so
I mean.
True.
It's like Macbeth. It really is. And I don't think he's going to let Rauner have any sort of a victory, nothing whatsoever. He's doing everything he can to pin all of this on the governor, even though we've had a really bad fiscal situation in the state for 10 years or more. There's talk of, you know, maybe Lisa Madigan running for governor. So this would tee it up nicely for her if she does. And the speaker would have to retire. I don't know if he's going to do that. But at that function we were at, there's a congresswoman, Sherry Bustos, who's from southwestern Illinois, and mm-hmm. she is a rumored candidate to run for the Democratic nomination for governor, and she would be formidable. She's smart. She's
her
a
early,
woman.
Her early polling, again, according to people at that party, and I don't even know how they even, and people are whispering in my ear, well, you know, and then they would point to somebody, and I had no idea who that person was.
Well, you just not.
Well, they're leading in the polls. And I'm, what polls? I'm doing a poll in my pants. You know, it's
right.
Like,
I don't even know what's going on. And it was like, but, I mean, I did talk to a very famous pollster who was giving me a rundown.
Right.
Of where people are standing, and she actually is very well positioned, Sherry Bustos.
She is, and it's, I mean, the sad thing is the Tribune has just done this really fantastic but heartbreaking series on adult disabled population and how they are in group homes. I mean, that should be the focus of our state government, is taking care of the state's most vulnerable, and politics, of course, should be secondary to actually policy and governing.
Wouldn't that be great?
But we're so tolerant of it. I mean, where's the outrage? Where are the marches on Springfield? Where are ordinary citizens getting so upset that they're throwing out the majority party? They're not. Republicans picked up 4 seats in the House, which was okay, but not great. Mike Madigan still has a very comfortable lead. They picked up 2 seats in the Senate. So they basically returned, you know, most incumbents back to Springfield despite all of this.
Let me tell you something, though. When you look at the Trump number in Illinois, it shocks some Democrats.
Yeah.
And it's a real wake-up call, because he didn't win here, but it was much closer than they thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. It still wasn't close by, you know, I mean, it wasn't even close to being there. But they, you know, there are going to be some turnout. Democrats don't turn out. If they get disillusioned as they were nationally, that happens here in Illinois, then Rauner's going to have a much, if he runs,
he's
assuming
running.
He's going to run.
He said he's running.
Yeah. Well, he said he's running. I'm going to take him at his word, but we'll just have to see how much more of this crap he wants to put up with.
Yeah.
You know, rich guys. This is the one thing about rich guys. They don't always, you know, they love the idea of it, and then they get in it, and they go, this is crap. And then, although he's doing
fun.
A nice thing with the house. He is, you know, they're redoing the governor's mansion.
Yes, they are.
And
not a taxpayer expense.
No, mm-hmm. it's a private, at mm-hmm. private expense. He's raising money for it, and he's putting in his own money into it. It's actually pretty cool. So I do give him credit for that.
Yeah. I mean,
I give him a lot of credit for a lot of these things. I mean, if I had to look at Mike Madigan every day. Mm. But by the way, the reason Mike Madigan did not go to Rome, did not go to the Vatican.
Why
for
didn't
this,
he go?
It'd be like a Dan Brown movie, like a Dan Brown book. Like all of a sudden he arrives and things like he would look at things and they would catch fire.
Code.
Right. It would be very, and then Tom Hanks would be chasing him around the Vatican. It's crazy. I could tell in his eyes what was going on. All right, right now, here we go. Thank you very much, Kristen.
Thanks,
Kristen McQuarrie from the Chicago Tribune, State House Chick at State House Chick. We've got Judy's News, the newsroom chick. Are you going to hit me for saying that?
I'm not sure she's happy about
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. I'm good with that.
All right. Newsroom chick coming your way in 2 minutes.